WCLO welcomes to the airwaves Don Most. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fantastic.
We're great.
You're out there on the West Coast. It's still early out there.
A little bit. Not too bad. About eight, right, a little after eight. So that's okay. I'm up.
Well, all right. Good deal. You may have a reason not to be up, and we'll talk about that here momentarily. But it's always great to talk with folks that we kind of all grew up with. We grew up with your character on Happy Days, and
yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Those were a lot of fun years for us to watch. I always like to ask the question, Don, how much was Ralph Malph, if any, like Don Most?
Oh, good question. Just a little bit. Most of it was not me. I was not really like Ralph in real life. I was pretty much the opposite. I mean, there were elements of it. I'd say probably, about 10 to 20% of it was me, and 80 to 90% of it was other people I knew and based on combinations of people and imagination and stuff like that. And as the show went on, I think it became more and more. I drew more and more on our director Jerry Paris, who he was a lot more like Ralph than anybody. So he definitely was a big influence for me.
Is it easier for an actor to play a role very similar to themselves or very dissimilar to themselves?
Another great question. That's really tricky. I think it could be different for different people. I know you would think, one would think, logically you'd say, well, it's probably easier to play someone like yourself because, you don't have to stretch as much if you're playing someone very different than yourself. So on the surface, it would appear that it would be easier to play someone like yourself. And I think for certain people, that's true. And in my case, on some levels, I'd say yes, but on other levels, there's almost like a freedom and something in playing someone so different that from yourself, there's a liberating and a free sense to it that sometimes could take you to places that are even maybe better. You know what I mean?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's an interesting field, acting. I always thought, boy, everybody's going to react to every role they have in a different sort of way. And that idea that you can step in and out of character, as most actors learn to do, is just remarkable to me. Thank goodness I don't have to do that. I can just be me and ask questions of people. Got your start in acting when, Don?
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, and I started pursuing it around the acting part of it. I started pursuing seriously when I was about 16. I actually started pursuing singing prior to acting when I was like 13. And I guess we'll talk about that in a minute, but on the acting side, it was more a little bit later when I was around 16 and started going to a workshop a class in New York City, and then started getting out on auditions, and I wound up doing a lot of commercials in the New York area, and it all started there.
You were one of the original cast members of Happy Days. Was there any idea in your mind when you got the part and the agent called you back and said, hey, Don, we're going to shoot Happy Days. Did you have any idea that was going to be the show and the blockbuster that it was?
I don't know if anybody could have imagined and had the foresight to see that. But I will say that I felt really, when we were shooting the pilot, I remembered having really good feelings about it, and I made a phone call to my parents back east because I was excited after maybe a couple days shooting, and I just remembered saying, there's something, I'm getting a great feeling here, and I really think this could, my first thought was, okay, I think this could sell as a, because you make a pilot, it doesn't mean that you're going to go on the air as a series. So, you know, I said, I really think this could sell, but I said, I think it also, I just have really good feelings that this could be pretty successful. And I think they felt like, well, it was just wishful thinking on my part. but I really had a good feeling based on, I think, you know, the chemistry of the people that I was working with, and once I got to know them and see their talent and get the vibe, you know, I did have really good feelings. But would I have been able to tell you that it would become sort of, you know, this iconic show? There's no way I could have seen that, you know.
The thing with iconic shows that I hear quite often, you know, reading trade magazines, reading Entertainment Weeklies, that kind of stuff, or doing these live interviews, there's a certain segment of people that feel that they got typecast and they kind of got cheated out of the rest of their careers by being in a very successful role early on. And then there are the people that don't feel that way. And you certainly went on to do a lot of things after Happy Days, but are you haunted or happy that Ralph Malph sticks with you pretty much everywhere you go?
Well, it is a double-edged sword. I mean, I'm both happy and somewhat haunted. it was tough when I decided to leave the show after the seventh season. It was very difficult getting other roles, and so it does, you know, it is becomes this monkey on your back and it haunts you and all that. But you know, on the other hand, it was an incredible show, an experience and all that. So, you know, it was, like I said, it's a double-edged sword, but perseverance is really necessary in this business, whether you get typecast or not. You know, I think everybody has to go through their own, you know, their own challenges in the business in one form or another. So, you know, you just keep at it. And, yeah, I was able to do other things, and I've still been able to do other things and continue to work. But I do feel I have yet to even touch the surface of what I'd like to do as an actor, and I feel that I have been held back somewhat, but I also have had opportunities. But things are still going, and, you know, I just did a film called Follow a few months ago, and it looks like I have a few others coming up. So things are starting to sort of percolate more and more, and I think it's because more time has passed and I have more distance from the show. So luckily, there's still time. It's not like a professional athlete career that is going to be that limited in time.
That's true enough. You mentioned that you actually were looking at becoming a singer before you got into acting in your earlier teens. And this part of your life is sort of allowing you to kind of go back and revisit that, correct?
Yeah. It's been great. I've been really, really enjoying this. I did, like I said, I was singing, actually wound up doing it professionally when I was 15 years old, singing in the Catskill Mountains the summer of when I was 15 years old. And now I decided about 2 years ago that I wanted to go back to doing it, because I've loved this kind of music my whole life, which is the great American songbook and the great jazz standards. I love all of that, the jazz and blues and the classics. Mm-hmm. And I decided, since there's more kind of that style of music is more in favor now than it was when I was, you know, in my 20s and 30s, because it was looked upon as sort of our parents'
right.
and grandparents' music back in the 70s and 80s. But, you know, it's really gotten back in favor with a lot of artists doing it now, and I guess I felt like, well, it's the music I've loved my whole life, and if I'm ever going to do it, I better do it now. And I've been having a blast. I've been doing jazz clubs in New York and L.A. and all over, and some theaters doing shows. So it's starting. I did it the first show a little more than a year ago, and I'm going to be coming to Milwaukee on the 13th and Madison, Wisconsin on the 15th to do my show. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we'll give people the info there, websites and things as to where they can get tickets down. But that's
yeah.
exciting. You're coming back to Milwaukee. How much of the actual filming of Happy Days, I know most of it took place on a soundstage, but did you actually film on location in Milwaukee at all?
No, never.
No, so you're not coming back to Milwaukee. You're just coming to Milwaukee.
Yeah. I mean, I am coming back in a sense. We did, the whole cast did come there, and Gary Marshall for, they had a big event, was it 8 years ago, when
mm-hmm.
they...
when they unveiled Fonzie's statue.
The statue, they bronzed the Fonz. And so we all came there for, it was a whole big week of events around that. And we were welcomed very, very graciously by the city. So it is coming back to some degree. And I was there several times earlier when Happy Days was actually being shot, not to film there, but for certain events that we were invited to.
Sure.
So it'll be nice to come back.
Well, this will be a great opportunity for folks in our listening area, either the Madison, we're, you know, about 45 minutes from Madison here in the southern part of the state, and we're about 90 minutes from Milwaukee, give or take. So it'll be a great opportunity for folks to come and see Don Most in a whole new role as a performer, singer. And we hope that people will get tickets for that. You're going to be at the Center for Arts and Performance in Milwaukee on the 13th and the Brink Lounge in Madison on the 15th. And it'll be real a lot of fun to catch up with you. It's been great catching up with you here on the air today, Don.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me. Nice talking with you, too.
Nice to talk with you. Donnie Most.
Thanks, Don.